Reckless riders spark debate over dirt bikes and e-bikes. A recent incident in Colorado highlighted the growing issue of reckless riders on public roads. The Aurora Police Department responded to a group of individuals riding dirt bikes, four-wheelers, and e-bikes along East Colfax Avenue. Despite the department's efforts, most of the participants escaped, leaving behind only one suspect, Noel Loya Payan. This incident sparked debate over the classification of e-bikes in relation to other off-highway vehicles. The police lumping e-bikes into the conversation drew criticism from locals, who pointed out that not all the riders in the video were using e-bikes. The department responded by stating that they included e-bikes in the discussion for educational purposes, highlighting their concern about the behavior and driving manner of these vehicles. From a lawful standpoint, it's clear why both sides have a point. In New Jersey, e-bikes are subject to specific regulations, including insurance requirements and DOT-approved motorcycle helmets, even when riding on designated greenway trails. This highlights the need for clear guidelines and distinctions between different types of vehicles. The incident also raises questions about the effectiveness of law enforcement in addressing this issue. With most of the participants escaping, it's unclear how well the police were able to enforce traffic laws and prevent further incidents. As the trend of riding dirt bikes, ATVs, and e-motorcycles on public roads continues to grow, it's essential for lawmakers and enforcement to establish clear guidelines and distinctions between these vehicles. This will help prevent further incidents and ensure that those who break the law are held accountable. The classification of e-bikes as a distinct category of vehicle is crucial in this context. While some argue that e-bikes should be lumped together with other off-highway vehicles, others contend that they require separate regulations due to their unique characteristics. Ultimately, the goal should be to keep people safe on our roads while also respecting the rights of e-bike riders. By establishing clear guidelines and distinctions between different types of vehicles, we can promote a safer and more responsible riding culture. As the debate over dirt bikes and e-bikes continues, it's essential to consider the broader implications for traffic safety. With the increasing popularity of e-motorcycles and other off-highway vehicles, it's crucial that law enforcement and lawmakers work together to establish effective regulations and enforcement strategies. The incident in Colorado serves as a reminder that reckless riding on public roads is a serious issue that requires attention and action from law enforcement and lawmakers. By working together, we can promote a safer and more responsible riding culture for everyone.